Welcome. This is episode 164 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, we're going to be discussing authority. My anchor scripture today is going to be taken from the book of Romans chapter 13, verse 1. And I'll read from the New Living Translation. It says, "Everyone must submit to governing authorities. For all authority comes from God, and those in positions of authority have been placed there by God." I'll read it again. "Everyone must submit to governing authorities, for all authority comes from God, and those in positions of authority have been placed there by God." May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So, today, the message is simple. But it's very important, especially for our current generation. The Bible says that if a person is an authority, they're there because God put them there. I know some people will say, "Divine, even a bad leader." Let me tell you this, like Pharaoh in the land of Egypt that was oppressing the Israelites. If you read later in the Bible even talks about how Pharaoh was created for that position. So let me tell you this. Any person that is an authority, they are there because God says so. If God did not say so, they will not be in that position of authority. So what is God saying that we should do with governing authorities? God says we should submit to them. The reason I'm saying this is, you know, in society these days, many people have this habit of, if you don't agree with someone, you insult them, you do everything you can to subvert the authority. You do everything you can to fight against them. You openly say very negative words about them and their families. The thing is, for a child of God, that is not right. And honestly, I'm not saying this as some holier-than-thou person. I've made that same mistake. But thank God for the blood of Jesus. Thank God for the mercy of the Lord. And thank God for God's warning and instruction. But I believe that God is talking to someone here today. Because you see some people, you know, they're like, "Oh, I'm Democrat, so anything about Republicans, I will insult them. Oh, I'm Republican, so anything about Democrats, I will insult them." Let me tell you this, brethren, it's not a thing of God. God does not support something like that. So I will encourage you, especially around election season, this thing just becomes very virulent, becomes such a huge problem. It is not God's will. Whenever you see Christians, for example, coming out and saying, "No, I identify with this party," and then they start cursing some other leader or whatever, don't even listen to what's coming out of those people's mouths. Because guess what? Nothing they're doing is not in line with scripture. Again, there are many things that we're living in the world today that are common behaviors, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it kind of lines up with the word of God. So be very careful. You see some people, they even have these tags on their cars where they basically use these very choice words against leaders that they oppose. Don't do those things. Or all these personality attacks, all these family attacks, like, "Oh, you attack a person, you go on social media, you're making all these commentary on the current leaders in authority where you're insulting them." Again, it is not in line with the will of God. If a leader is not executing God's will, if a leader is just doing wrong, oppressing the people and everything, what should you do? Take it to God. Pray. The Bible says that the heart of man is in God's hands, and like streams of water, he guides it in the way he wants it to go. Pray. The same God that set up that leader can be the one to uproot that leader. There's a part of the Bible that says that he setteth up kings and he removeth kings. So God has that power. God has that authority. And God may have put that leader in that position for his own purpose, for something that even you don't understand. Because the Bible says that his ways are higher than our ways and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So I would just encourage you, be careful of turning your nose against authority. God does not like that. Look at David. King Saul had been haunting his life. David did not do anything wrong. But Saul was hunting him, was like, "I'm going to kill you. David had, I think, two opportunities to kill Saul, but he did not. He remembered that portion of scripture that says, "Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm." Right? So again, just be very careful about bad-mouthing people you don't agree with. Because again, you don't know their background. You don't know their history with God. Just be very careful. And many people also do this, unfortunately, these days with preachers. You know, even if a preacher is not doing the will of God, let me tell you this. That doesn't give you the license or authority to start insulting them, start insulting their families. Mm-mm. That's the thing. Because that preacher, again, that position he's in, it was God that appointed him there. Right? Just be very careful. The thing is, if a person is in a position of authority and they are doing wrong, leave them in the hands of God. It's not your battle to fight. It is God's. The battle is not yours. Who was the person that defeated Pharaoh? It was not the Israelites. It was God that defeated Pharaoh. Leave that battle in the hands of God. The only time you should disobey a governing authority is when that governing authority is telling you to do something that is clearly against the word of God. If something is clearly against the word of God, then yes, in that situation, I personally will not obey that authority. Because the Bible says that I would rather obey God and disobey man. I believe it was Peter that was saying that in one of the earlier parts of the New Testament. So that's the only situation. But I'm telling you, because I know people like to nitpick at things. So they will find some crazy out of this world scenario where a leader told people to do things that were against. Yes, those things exist. But I'm telling you, more than 50% of the time, the thing that happens is people just don't agree with someone and they just insult them into the ground. Don't do stuff like that. It's just not consistent with the will of God. Because unfortunately, this is a mistake that is made. As I said, I'm not making myself some holier than thou person. But I've literally made that mistake before. You don't want to be part of that gang. Again, the Bible says, come out from among them and be separate, and I'll accept you unto myself. The fact that many people do something doesn't make it right. There are many Christians, I kid you not, there are many Christians that step out and just aggressively insult people. I feel like this is especially common. You know, you see many Christians, they insult a lot of democratic leaders. Don't do that. Even if you don't agree with some of their policies or whatever, it doesn't give you that license. Again, we're supposed to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth, right? You're supposed to be a godly ambassador. If you're the person that profanity is coming out of your mouth towards another person that's in authority, then what kind of example are you showing to the world? The world around you will be thinking, if this is how Christians behave, if this is how violent they are, if this is how disrespectful they are, then I don't want to be in league with these people. You don't want that kind of testimony to be said concerning people of God, concerning the God that you serve. Don't be a disgrace to God with your words. Don't be a disgrace to God with your actions, right? And the thing is, you may think that some of these things are benign, they're ordinary. But again, why do you think we have a society? Like, why do you think we have a society where children disobey their parents? I mean, there are many reasons behind that, right? But again, like, all these things are just more symptoms of a bigger problem. Not just because you disagree with some leader. But you see children these days, they just turn their hearts against their parents, insult them. There's just no modicum of respect. Again, God is not pleased with those things. God is literally not pleased with those things. So I just pray that God will speak to us and God will help us today as we obey his will. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So the first thing I want to do is one of the first authorities you should obey is God, right? By having a relationship with his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So again, it doesn't matter what your past looks like. Jesus is willing to set you free. You may have sinned. You may have done some very bad things. But there is as long as you come to God in humility and say, you know, Father, take me, I'm a sinner. He's willing to turn your life around. He's willing to give you a brand new beginning. So if you want to surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ today, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner. I need your forgiveness. Have mercy on me. Save my soul. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me clean in your blood. Cleanse me, Lord. Purify me. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Give me a brand new beginning. Write my name in the book of life. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Father, I pray for those that have just surrendered their lives to you. I pray, Lord, that you strengthen them and give them the grace and the desire and the enablement to do your will. Walk in them, Lord, to will and to do for your good pleasure. Let all be well with them. Let your name be glorified in their lives. And Lord, I pray for each and every one of us that are listening to this podcast, including myself. In any way we have turned our nose against authority, in any way we have failed to submit to governing authorities, I pray, Lord, that you please have mercy upon us in the name of Jesus. Father, give us the grace to be respectful, knowing that these people that are in authority, they won't be there if we didn't put them there. Give us the grace to respect authority. Give us the grace to submit to the governing authorities. And give us wisdom, O God, to correctly divide the word of truth and to correctly apply your word that gives life, that gives light, and that gives understanding. We commit the rest of the week into your hands, Lord. Please have your way in this new week. Come with us throughout this week and let your name be praised forevermore. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Now, for those that have given their lives to Christ, congratulations, you're a child of God. I'll encourage you to do three things. Number one, find a Bible translation you understand. Read it every day. Think about it and obey it. Be consistent. There are many Bible reading plans online. You can even study in the book of John. It will tell you all about the love of God. But even if it's one verse you're doing every day, just be consistent with it and apply it. The power in the word of God is unleashed when you start applying it, when you start speaking it over your life. And then the second thing, I love the New Living Translation. It's a very easily understandable translation. Second thing is, listen to episodes 96 to 101 on the website. Episodes 96 to 101 on the website is titled The Five Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. It'll tell you things you should do so you can grow in your walk with God. And then finally, find a Bible-believing church. Not a church, a Bible-believing church. There are many places that call themselves churches and they do things that are completely inconsistent with the will of God, or they preach things that are not in line with God's will. They try to suit the present times. You don't want to be in those places. You know, I attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God. It's a great church. Many, many wonderful churches all over the world as well. But just find a place where you can be fed with the true, pure word of God. You know, plug in with other believers, read the word of God, do what it says. You'll see your life take a turn for the better. Until episode 165, have a wonderful week ahead. God bless you. Shalom.